Welcome to the 19th Vanachem Amcha recording. The following story has been told to me by a very chashuv friend of mine who's a Rebbe, a Magid Shir, and he heard the story directly, firsthand, from the Baal Maisa himself. Anyone who has any doubts about the validity of the story is welcome to hear the story firsthand. Belined, I'll try to arrange it. It will be a chizik for you, I'll try to arrange it. This past year, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayeshev, approximately 2 months ago. This was the Erev Shabbos right before Chanukah. Chanukah this past year started on a Sunday night. A very chashuv Talmud of this Rebbe was home on that Friday together with a three-year-old. And all of a sudden, the three-year-old approaches his father holding a bottle, a poisonous zach, a zach that if it gets swallowed, you need to seek immediate medical attention. Exactly what it was, I don't know. Maybe it was bleach. Chleisnish. Alkoponin, it was something extremely poisonous, extremely dangerous if it gets swallowed. And somehow, someway, this three-year-old got hold of the bottle, and the bottle was open. So naturally, the father, he was extremely nervous. How in the world did he get hold of the bottle? And furthermore, did he drink from it? And luckily, his son was already able to speak. And his son said, yes, I drank from it. And the father looked in the bottle and he saw that apparently his son must have been very thirsty. A lot of liquid was missing from that bottle. Right away, he called Hatzala. And Hatzala came with sirens as fast as they could. As we all know, something like this is mamish, a question of life or death. And the child was rushed to the nearest hospital. In the hospital, right away, they started hooking him up to different machines. And one of the machines, they were measuring his oxygen. And his oxygen level was 26. A regular healthy oxygen level is 99. Somebody who has an oxygen level of 0, that means he's dead. Somebody who's 26, that means he's Karev Lamisa. Karev Lamisa. Sakonas Tafashoi Skipshutoi. This three-year-old had an oxygen level of 26. Things looked extremely scary. The father, the mother, they were there together with this three-year-old in the emergency room. They were crying, they were saying Tehillim. And before you knew it, it already came time for Shabbos to begin. Shabbos began and they continued to be with the child in the hospital. And at one point, the father said, if it's okay, let me run out to get a bracha from an Adam Godel, who's not too far from this hospital. Let me tell him the situation and get a bracha. And his wife gave him rishus that he should go quickly, and he went quickly. He went to the Adam Godel, and the Adam Godel gave him a hartzige bracha. He came back to the hospital, and at that point, he looked at the machine, and he noticed the oxygen level was now 18. It dropped even more. They were so petrified and nervous and scared. They were crying. They were saying Tehillim, more Tehillim, Nocha Kepitel, Nocha Kepitel, Nocha Kepitel. And at one point, later that night, the husband told his wife, we need to do something more. We got to do more. And the wife responded and said, what else can we do more? We're davening. We're saying Tehillim. I'm breaking my teeth over the Tehillim. It's not even so easy for me to read Hebrew. And I'm breaking my teeth. We're crying. We're davening. We're saying Tehillim. You went. You got a bracha from an Adam Godel. What else should we do? And the husband thought for a moment and he said, we have smartphones. The husband expressed to his wife that we know how the Gedolei Hador write, how it's so crucial and important for a person to stay far away from these devices. And the Gedolei Hador write that in the schus of staying far away, a person can be zoicha to tremendous yeshuas. Perhaps we should take a Kabbalah, expressed the husband, in regards to our smartphone. After hearing this, his wife instantly replied and said, yes, I'm taking a Kabbalah right now for an entire month. I'm not even going to touch my smartphone. And the husband said, are you sure you can hold by such a Kabbalah? An entire month? I think that's going to be very hard for you. The wife said, I know it's going to be hard for me, but I have no other choice. We need schosen. And with that, she was mechazik or kabbalah, not even to touch the smartphone, to treat it like mukseh, not even to hold it, to move it. And the husband thought to himself, my wife just made a kabbalah, now it's my turn. And he was thinking what to do, and he said, I'm making a kabbalah now. For 6 months, I'm not even going to touch my smartphone. Half a year, hands off, I'm not even touching it. It should stay off for half a year. And the wife asked, are you sure you can hold by that kabbalah? The husband said, it's not going to be easy, but I have no choice. We need big time schusim. They each made their kabbalahs, and afterwards they went back, saying to Hillel, Nacha Kapito, Nacha Kapito, until they both fell asleep. Next morning, Shabbos morning, they woke up, and they were shocked. They couldn't believe. They looked, and they saw that the oxygen level was now up to 67. It rose all the way to 67. They couldn't believe it. It looked like there could indeed be light at the end of this tunnel. Perhaps their child will merit a refuah shleima. And with that, they were mechazik themselves again and said more to him and more to him. Came with Motzei Shabbos, but the child was still needed to stay in the emergency room. Came Sunday morning, the child still needed to stay in the emergency room. Came Sunday night, the father was home in his apartment by himself, the first night of Chanukah, lighting the menorah, all by himself, without his wife, without his child, without that three-year-old. And he felt so lonely, and was hoping to be zoiche somehow for Yeshua Gedoyla. Hopefully one day in the future, if not near future, the far future, once again he should be zoiche to have his three-year-old home together with his wife. Monday morning he comes to the hospital, and he's informed the oxygen level just went up. It just hit now 90. Amazing. The doctors couldn't believe the hatzlacha they were seeing. And by Monday afternoon, the child was already able to be discharged. When it came time for the second hadlaka of Chanukah, the father was able to light the menorah together with his wife and together with his three-year-old. Before they left the hospital, on that Monday, a doctor came over and said, I want to tell you something. This is the second time in history such a case, b'chlal, even happened, that a child should be able to drink concentrated poison to this degree. We can't begin to explain how your child's alive now. According to nature, the volume of the liquid that your child drank, all that concentrated poison that was there, his trachea, his liver, his kidneys, it all should have been burnt out, nothing left. It doesn't make sense how your child's alive. It really doesn't. According to the laws of nature, your child should not be alive. You should have burnt kidneys, a burnt liver, and a burnt trachea. I just would like to express that you should know this is nothing but an open miracle. We cannot explain it. And the father thought to himself, perhaps you cannot explain it, but I know there's no question about it. In the schus that my wife and myself, we took on a kabbalah to go against our nature very hard. We made a kabbalah, my wife for a month and myself for half a year. More than that, we felt we can't make a kabbalah for. But at least that, we made a kabbalah, hands off, not even to touch the smartphone. In the schus, we went against our nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an open miracle against the laws of nature, Yishtel Devek, in this veld, and sent our child a refuah shleima. What a moirdik maisa. This maisa brings out that we can't even begin to understand how great it is, the schus and shemayin, for a yid who's alive today in the current galus to stay far away from a smartphone. If you don't even have one, that's the best shmira. And if you do have one, and it's hard for you to break off, but at least start off with a kabbalah, a month hands off, If you could do 6 months hands off, even better. Do what you could to take yourself away from that kli of technology, that dangerous, dangerous kli. Derech Agav, it's now 2 months later, and this father told his Rebbe, Rebbe, you should know, the last 2 months of my life, I felt a special simcha pnimis, a special simcha sachayim. I'm enjoying my davening more, my learning more, my entire life more. I see that it's so healthy for me, saibe ruchnias, saibe gashnias, to stay far away from the kli hamashchis, known as the smartphone. This is a powerful, powerful story. Anybody who receives chizik from this story, please leave a message on extension 9. I would love to give over the information to my friend, the Chasid the Rebbe, that he should be able to give it over to his Chasid the Talmud, who related this maisa to him firsthand.